Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Brett Allen here. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. We have a very special guest today. This is very fun and very cool. A little bit of nerding out here. We're chatting with veteran actor Sean Whalen about his newest project, Crust, Sometimes Life Sucks. It's a feature horror that you have spearheaded from tip to tail. So congratulations on that.
Yes. I am producing. I co-wrote it. I am directing it, and I am starring in it.
Yes, so. And a news release just came out that you have championed your smiling Alan Ruck. Let's talk about that. Succession.
Yes, and well, we have a longer history than that. We were in the same truck together in Twister.
Yes, yes.
One of the guys in charge of guiding the team, and that's where we met. That's how we became friends. And I had asked him back in the day if he would like to do it. And like about a year or so ago. And he said, yeah, I'd love to be part of your directorial debut in a very quick text. And so you never really know. And then he went off to shoot the final season or the season, and they flew, you know, they take them all over the world. Right. And we were trying to get together for like a breakfast or a lunch in the holidays. And unfortunately, their family got ill, and we, you know, missed windows there. And then he was back to Succession, and I was like, oh, I can't really, you know, my producers are like, is he doing it? And I was like, I can't press this, right? I just can't. And a couple weeks ago, I pressed, and he goes, oh, yeah, no problem. And again, it all sounds good and people are busy on sets.
It's always,
you don't really know, right? So then I called him last week and he goes, oh, absolutely. I'll call my people. I'll tell them to do it. And he said, yes, it's fine. And I go, have you read it? And he goes, no, but I trust you. It looks really fun. And I told him how well the Indiegogo was going. And then he just said, yep, I'll call my people, just announce me when you want to, and it's all good. 100% trust and faith, which was so moving and meaningful to me. And, you know, for people, I've been on TikTok since 2020, and the people who love Twister just talk about him and I all the time.
Yeah, you guys are very popular on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so to be able to say that to him, and him just blindly having faith in me 100%, is so cool. I honestly don't think he's read the script yet because he's been so busy. He just got home, but he was totally down with it, 100%. So I'm very, very happy that he's going to be a part of it. He brings a credibility to my cast, which I've already had an incredible cast: Danny Roebuck, Alyssa Rose, Ricky Dean Logan, Rebecca Kennedy, who's hot off of Two Witches. Like I've just made sure that I had really good actors, and he just adds to that mix.
Daniel's great. He was on the show for the Munsters, and Yes. We had such a great conversation. I mean, Matlock of all things.
Yeah.
You do have a fantastic cast, and the fact that you've been in this industry, how long have you been an actor? Like, I mean, obviously people know you from Twister, but
I'm not counting, you know, high school or things like that, but I started training at the Growling Theater in 87.
Okay.
Winter of 87, January of 87. And I got my first commercial, my first SAG commercial in 89.
Okay.
And then from there, I got my first movie. These were commercials I did for a couple of years. And my first movie was People Under the Stairs in 91. But I have my SAG card since 1989.
Was that an immediate thing that you had to do because of the commercials? You had to get a SAG card right away?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of do, because The first one you got back in the day, it's called Taft Hartley, and actually Sally Fields talked about that. But you get a Taft Hartley, which means you're eligible.
Okay.
But by the time you get a second SAG job, you must join.
Okay.
So I started doing well in commercials, and so I think I got a commercial, you know, earlier in the year, like in fall, but by a few weeks later, I had booked another one, so I had to join. So
yeah, sometimes I've heard they make you do it right away, just kind of depending. Well, that's very cool.
They don't now. I mean, but they do it. They do it if you get two jobs in a row. Yes, you have to get it. Yeah.
So cool. Well, let's talk about Crust. This is your baby. You've been working on this thing for quite some time. I recall you've been talking about it a lot. You have essentially, through the Indiegogo, financed this film on your own with the help of other people.
We're not done yet. You always put a goal that this is the bare minimum you could actually,
yeah.
But my goal has always been higher, around 100,000. And so, and that's still very low for movie making.
Yeah, that's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money for making a movie. So we're still going strong. But back in 2015, at the end of 2015, my wife and I had been separated. We had divorced, and we sold our house in 2015, and I went into an apartment, and my daughters were in their early teens, and that was very heartbreaking to me to have them go into the holidays in like the divorced dad apartment, you know, that wasn't a home necessarily, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like home. And we had done so many cool things for Halloween and Christmas in our house, and very specific things that we just couldn't do anymore. I think the overwhelm of the move, I think the overwhelm of my new relationship, like they say, the five stressors are divorce, moving, new relationship. And I was, you know, and there's two others, like I think death and whatever. And I had done three of them. And so it just got to me. I went into a depression and anxiety state for several months. And when I got out of it, I had a lot of feelings. I had a lot of anger and frustration, but not to anyone or anything in particular. And I had pitched this idea a long time ago. Someone was saying, horror is expensive. And I literally, right off the cuff of my head, I said, why don't you do one in a laundromat where the guy takes the socks out of the laundromat and then, you know, it turns into a sock monster. And I never thought about it again. This was like, I probably said that 5 years before this, like 2010. And then all of a sudden, I went and talked to some people, and they're like, you should add a pet. And I go, a pet? Like, I couldn't really get out of bed or put on my shoes, or, you know, I couldn't have cared for a pet. And I go, well, a pet that was super loyal and took care of all my problems and enemies, that would be cool. And then I just had those two ideas kind of coalesce and go, oh, I should do that sock monster movie. And then I went to do Ugly Sweater Party with Aaron Mento, who's an amazing indie filmmaker. He makes, please check out his stuff, Ugly Sweater Party. And that's where I met him. But he shot me out in a full day, put me on green screen, and I was throughout the whole movie as a ghost or whatever. It was so cool. And I thought, God, these guys are doing it. I have to do this. And so it just started to pour out of me. I just started writing that script and it poured out of me. It was incredible. And I had my good friend for many years was there writing it with me, who was very tough on, you know, logic and things working out. And I knew he'd be the perfect foil for this, because I knew I was going to just go blah, you know, and I did. And, you know, we just made, every time I write comedy with anyone, I've written with my good friend, Doug Van Beber, we've done some Lifetime stuff and things like that. And we did a play together. But the only caveat we have is if we're not laughing at the jokes, then it doesn't stay in the script, you know?
Yeah.
We don't allow it to stay. And then, you know, I tried to get together with Aaron and Felissa, and we tried to make it happen. And we just didn't know what we were doing. We tried to do an Indiegogo. We only got a few thousand. Luckily, I still have that info so I can help the people who give the initial funding. And then it just went through iterations over the years, other producers loving the script, but, you know, saying, change it, do this, do that, sure. You know, and the whole idea to me was, you know, I'm not making it for the shelves of Walmart or international distribution or, so, you know, it's hard to tell investors, I'm not making it for you to make a lot of money. I'm making
it. That's what they don't want to hear.
They don't want to hear that. But I say, I'm making it for the people who love cult movies. I know Felicin has become one of my good friends because of Sleepaway Camp. You know, me and my friend Doug, who I mentioned earlier, we saw that in a movie theater in 82, you know, or 83. And we loved it so much. We shared it with our family and friends, and I loved it. And my wife loves Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I came from People Under the Stairs. And these are all cult movies. But the people who love them, love them. So I don't care if you don't like my movie. It's okay. It just doesn't mean it's for you. It's right. Not for you. This is for the person who comes home from their party or they're home late at night and they have an adult gummy and or adult beverages and they're sitting around and they turn on this funny movie and the next week they go, dudes, you have to come over, or I got to come to your place and we have to watch this. It's so fun. That's who I'm making it for. And the horror community is just so into that. And when I was at a recent horror convention at Mad Monster Party, you know, usually when you're making a new movie, they go, oh, I see you're making a new movie and I'm glad so-and-so's in it. And I'm glad so-and-so's in her. I'm so glad so-and-so wrote it and directed. But everybody came up to me and said, I'm so curious and excited to see this movie because I love the story.
Mm.
And, you know, it deals with mental health issues because the guy's depressed. And I may be partnering up with some mental health advocate kind of group that does entertainment to talk about that aspect of it. So it's you know, very near and dear to my heart, and it's really touching a nerve with people because I think people want to see something new and fresh, and they're sick of the comic book movies, and they're sick of, you know, look at Cocaine Bear. It's like what everybody needs right now, you know.
Yeah, it's a great movie, by the way.
I'm so excited to see it. I'm so mad at my daughter. She's making me wait till she comes home next week, and I'm like, because I want to see with a crowd, you know, a bunch of people, because it seems like such a fun crowd movie. But I think that's what people are just looking for, fun, yeah. You know, and engagement in that way. So, so early on when I kept going, I definitely had a moment where I talked to my manager and I said, listen, I'm going to produce it. I'm going to star in it. I co-wrote it. And he goes, yeah. And I go, what? And he goes, no one cares unless you direct it. And I go, seriously? And he goes, yeah, unfortunately. And I thought, well, I can't do it. But then I saw this documentary with Ron Howard and he just said, you know, actors should direct.
Yeah.
He said, because you know more than you think, but two, you're just afraid of the camera and the technical part. He goes, but A, you know more than you know, but B, just get a good director of photography and they will help you. And as I'm working with my director of photography, we're planning out each shot now, because I have to get that out of the way. Then I have to get my actors all in line. And then I have to work on my acting. So to get all that stuff out of the way, so then when we shoot, we're as prepared as we can be. I am really realizing I know what I like. I'm having open frames. I'm shooting it in black and white. And open frames mean I'm not gonna do a lot of close-ups and cutaways. There's gonna be people actually having experiences right in front of you, you know? Long takes of real dialogue happening in the moment. Like, that's what we're going for. So I guess I do have a vision of what I really like. And all the movies that influenced me, I love Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee. I love Young Frankenstein. I love, you know, early Woody Allen movies. Amazing filmmaker, not a great person, I know, trust me, I know. But the way he would open up the camera and have people talk, Tar, the new movie Tar with Todd Field, who was a friend from Twister, you know, leaving it open so people can see actual experiences. I'm an actor director, so it's very important to me, you know?
I get it. Well, that's fantastic. I can't wait. I'm certain it will be wonderful. Well, let's talk a little bit about your career, because you have been a part of so many projects. Mm-hmm. And I see you on TikTok and social media quite often,
yeah,
answering questions, talking to people about all the many things. It seems to be there's different genres that people know you from. I'm curious, when you go to these conventions or you meet people, are you able to spot right away like how they know you from or what they know you from? Okay, yeah. You do.
When I walk, like a woman in their 25 to 35, you know, will see me and they go, how do I know you? And I go, never been kissed? And they're like, yes. Or it's like a 20-something and I go, how do I know you? And I go, Disney Channel. And they're like, yes. And then the African-American community would come up and they're like, how do I know you? I'd say people under the stairs, or people with big black t-shirts and tats and piercings. And they go, how do I know you? I go, people under the stairs. You know, like, I know.
And then there's the 40 and above crowd that knows you from Twister.
Yes. And so okay. I really, it's funny. Like, I know how people, you know me from different things. So, and I'm very blessed that way, you know, I'm very
That's
blessed.
Cool. So you're
different genres.
Yeah. I mean, it just it runs the gamut. So your current wife, did she know your work? Was she familiar? Cause I know you had,
she knew,
had her on before on your socials. That's why I ask.
Yeah. She knew, I guess my mother-in-law loves Twister.
And okay. They well, everybody does.
Yeah. So she watched that. And she knew me from Never Been Kissed, but it wasn't like, you know, she wasn't like a super fan or anything, but I did meet her at a convention. So
there you go.
Yeah. But she wasn't looking for me. She was with other people. And we had a great time. We'd met before at a convention, but we were both, ending our marriages at that time. Nothing was, you know, we just met each other very friendly, after a karaoke thing. And then later I saw her a couple years later. I'd been divorced and we got together that weekend. She lived in Pennsylvania. I lived in LA. We did long distance for 2 years. Then she moved out here and it's been great ever since. So
that's awesome. And the kids, do they appreciate your work, Sean? Are they like, this is awesome? Or are they like, we don't care?
Okay. So first of all, they didn't like horror at all. So a lot of that, and you know, I played a lot of creepy characters and things like that. They loved it when I got to bring them to the set of Wizards of Waverly Place and they got to meet Selena Gomez.
Of course.
When I was shooting, they didn't care at all. They were like, we want to go to the dressing room. You know, they were only like, you know, 5 and 7 or whatever. But I saw this great interview with Bruce Springsteen and Howard Stern that they even put on HBO because it was so powerful. It was so good. And they said, what are you, same question. And Bruce Springsteen said, you know, they don't care that I'm playing in front of 50,000 people or doing a European tour with Wembley State. They want to know, are you going to be able to take me to my friend's house tonight?
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to, you know, make sure that I'm able to get this done? Or I'm their dad. Their dad. And they just don't see the work. And in fairness, I try to find out as much, you know, what my daughters do. And I ask them when they're in school, their classes and stuff, but they have a whole life that, you know, they'll call me and say, oh, I got an A on a test. And I go, great. And I'll say, hey, I just got Crest is going to get funded. I'm going to make it. And they go, great. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. They just want you to be their father. And
yeah,
so
I think that's key.
Not a dismissal. There was a time that my youngest daughter was very excited about it. She was like, oh, she was so cute. She was like 5. And anytime someone would talk to me about movies, she'd get a big smile and scoot over and stand next to me and hold my hand and be like, oh, this is really exciting. I think that lasted about 6 months. And ever since, you know, if you're their father, they want you to be their father. They don't care about the other things. They don't matter as much, you know? So, but they like you know, they'll call me because they're traveling. My daughter lives in Boston. She'll travel and she goes, watching a movie and she'll be like, wait a minute, you were in Charlie's Angels? And I go, yeah. She goes, I was watching it on the plane and there you were. And like, they just don't, you know, and it doesn't mean they don't love me or anything.
Right. It's just normal for them.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to say? Like, I can't take you to your friend's house, but I'm playing this stadium. They're like, I want to go to my friend's house.
Yeah. So, I get it.
Yeah, it just made me feel so much better when he said that because I thought,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Awesome. Well, one last question, and I think you've probably been asked this a lot, but just for grins and giggles, what do you know about this Twister sequel? Do you know anything about it? What's the deal? Is it real? Is it like internet rumors?
Okay. No. It's definitely got a green light. It's starting in like a month, I think.
Okay.
6 weeks. I know that they, you know, their casting has gone out and they're definitely looking for young 20 somethings, which that's what we were. I don't know if Helen's involved. I think she may be to some degree, but in terms of us, we haven't heard a thing, or I haven't heard a thing. So I do not think they're bringing back the old cast, or if they are, they're going to, you know, secretly slide it in. And we do. But as of right now, I don't know. I don't think the original cast is in it at all, from my understanding. I may be wrong, but that's what I understand. I know fans are not happy about that, but, you know, you never know. But supposedly there was such a good script that Spielberg kind of greenlit it immediately and got it right into production. So that's always fun. But, you know, it bums me out that you wouldn't have us just pop in there for a second. But it doesn't, you know, look, more power to him. And it's not going to change. I really don't think it's going to change the fandom for the original.
No.
You know,
you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
And you know, me and Alan doing this movie together, this is our reunion anyway.
Chef's kiss. Well, congratulations. Yeah. It's been
before you go, though, I want to say something, please. I would like to say this. We're not done. We want to make the movie, like I said. I want to make the movie for the fans who appreciated my horror and comedy through the years. But what I'd like to say is that since we're not done, you can still help us make the movie we want to make. Please go to Indiegogo.com and then put in Crust, and you can get anything from $5 up to, you know, several hundred dollars if you want to get something cool from the movie. And also, if there's a one called Special Thanks, now it's $25, and that's, you know, less than a movie at Olive Garden. Less than a meal at Olive Garden, $25, and you'll have your name on this hopefully historic cult movie for as long as it lives. But if I get 1,000 of those, my fans, I did a poll and said, would you rather see me get a man wax, body paint, or dress up and drag into a drag show? And everybody overwhelmingly said a drag show. And I said, okay, so if I hit 1,000, I will do a drag show. So go there, get the $25, and, you know, because more than world problems, you want to see Sean Whalen in a drag show.
Yeah, who doesn't? Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time and congratulations on all this. It's been an honor chatting.
Well, thank you so much, Brett. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.